RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Taking your calls and texts at the same number, 248-539-9797. Paul's in Shelby. Paul, welcome to 97.1.
Great show as always. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to see this happen. I'd pay to see it. And I did see the king in his court. He pitched well into his 60s. He threw the ball underhanded over 100 miles an hour. And also I saw Andy Barapapa, a bowler in the Detroit area, throw the ball with both hands and do a lot of trick bowling. So maybe he can, but I'd like to see it if he can, because I played a lot of sports. So maybe you could elaborate on that.
You know, that's not, and thanks for the call. The idea sounds so bizarre that, of course, you say, okay, yeah, prove it. And the guy had full conviction. So I think he thinks he can do it. I want to see it. Because I think it's an amazing trick. When you watch guys do like trick shots with the golf ball, I'm always amazed at those guys. Like these guys, hey, if they want to draw it, they can draw it. If they want to fade it, they can fade it. Throw it up in the air, they can hit it. And, you know, it doesn't matter. They're just amazing. And I always say, well, why aren't those guys on tour? Because it's different doing that just for fun as opposed to doing that when there's pressure on and all that. There's no pressure for Bob. Bob's just going to go out with his kid and kid's going to get a friend, and they're going to stand out 150 feet away, and he's going to show us. And I can't wait to see it. I think it's amazing. Anyway, moving on to the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell, Lions head coach, was on this morning with Costa, and Stoney was in for Jansen. And talked about a bunch of different things. But when it comes to the defensive coordinator, Calvin Shepard has come under some fire here. Because of the collapse the Lions have had over the last few weeks, and defensively they just haven't been able to get things done. When it was unable to stop the run against Pittsburgh, they gave up a ton of yards in the previous four games leading up to the Vikings game, averaging like 457 yards or something like that, given up defensively per game. And you know, in the end, the Vikings beat the Lions, I think in large part because of the offensive inefficiencies, not the defense. Nonetheless, Dan Campbell was asked about Calvin Shepard. So it's Dan Campbell defending his guy, and I'm not sure if that means that Shep's definitely coming back as a DC or not. They got another game against the Bears, and it's going to be a hell of a test to stop the Bears offense, particularly with all the injuries that they have on defense. It's tough enough to begin with, but then you throw that you don't have your safeties there, and you're starting like your fourth and fifth safeties, and you're without your top corner and all this. There's a lot going on defensively that the Lions are going to have to try to overcome. And it's a tough task, and I recognize that. And I'm still not certain that the Lions have to move on from the defensive coordinator and find somebody else to fill that position. I'm open to the discussion. I think it's interesting. We heard Mike Vellini talking yesterday about his scenario where thinks the Lions should go after Brian Flores, who is the defensive coordinator of the Vikings, who is very heralded, but his contract is up. So he effectively becomes a free agent on the market after Sunday. And it's interesting. Flores is probably not going to get head coaching gigs, but because his contract is up, he can make the lateral move and go anywhere he wants. Would he want to stay in Minnesota? Or would he want to move elsewhere? Does he want to come to Detroit? Would Detroit be interested? I think that's an interesting name to bring up because he is a very highly thought after and thought of, I should say, defensive coordinator. The other thing Dan Campbell said this morning that we thought was interesting, Jim Costa couldn't even get the words out of his mouth when he was trying to set up a question about Jared Goff. And Dan Campbell, I think, is clear after this cut. And I think this should, and Ken, we agree, this should put things to bed when it comes to Jared Goff and his future here with the Detroit Lions. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And there it is. So anybody that has thoughts that they should move on, it's not going to happen. So stop. You know, we don't need to go down that road. It's just not going to happen. This isn't a Stafford situation where he's not asking to go anywhere. This team has had success under Jared Goff. He's been very good for this team, despite all the problems that the offensive line has provided this year. Jared Goff has had an outstanding season. Not going to judge him based on what happened against the Vikings. Because if you're going to throw all that on him and not look at the real picture there, which was the offensive line and the tight ends not blocking and the running backs not getting the job done, it was an entire breakdown offensively. But look at the season as a whole, having to work with seemingly a different offensive line every game. It felt that way. And yet the numbers were pretty insane. The Lions only committed 8 turnovers prior to that game all season long. And they committed 6 turnovers in the same game. It was one of these statistical anomalies. It's one of these games that you just can't explain what the hell happened. It just happened. But Jared Goff is the quarterback of this team. Certainly for the next 2 seasons, in 26 and in 27. At that point, there's the ability, if you want to get out, you can. I suspect at some point they're going to try to rework the contract to free up some money to sign some other players or to free up some room. But we'll wait and see when that happens. But in the meantime, he ain't going anywhere. So it's a non-starter conversation on the show when it comes to Goff. The defensive side, the defensive coordinator, I think that's interesting because it's, you know, I think Dan Campbell would like to see what Shep can do with another year. But I'm not sure he's going to get that. Or if he does, if it falters early, does he pull the plug early on it? I don't know. But they have options for sure as the defensive coordinator moves on, what they want to do. They want to move on with him or not. I'm still undecided what has to happen there. I think it's awfully tough to judge him and the defense based on losing all pro safeties halfway through the season. at least losing Kirby Joseph halfway through the season, and then losing Brian Branch, you know, 4 weeks ago. Which you can look at the slide, the three-game slide happens when Brian Branch goes out too. If Brian Branch plays one of the last three games, Lions are winning one of those games, and they're still talking about a playoff possibility. A flawed team for sure, but it would still be a playoff team. That's just not the case right now. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, same number to text if you'd like to get your voice heard. That way, we'll continue here on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.